Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
Well, USDA has released the latest grain stocks and acreage report. Our own senior farm and ranch broadcaster Ron Hayes had the opportunity to visit with Allendale's Rich Nelson to talk about key takeaways from both reports, starting with the acreage report numbers for spring planted crops.
You know, as far as acreage changes in the second producer survey of the year, well, as far as corn-wise, they added 1.4 million to that prior estimate from March, now at 91.5, so a little larger than what the trade expected to see for corn acres. Soybean side of things, they lowered them from March estimate, about 400,000 acres, now at 86.1. So raised corn, lowered soybeans, and as far as the last category kind of monitor, which is wheat, we did see a minor change there, down about 258,000 from the prior March survey. So overall, a little surprise for the corn. Soybeans and wheat numbers relatively okay there.
A minor change was seen in planted acres of wheat, Nelson said.
You know, as far as the numbers on corn, so we've got numbers as of June 1. This represents usage after three quarters of usage for corn and soybeans. It puts the stamp on old crop ending stocks for wheat. And as far as numbers here today, corn old crop stocks, just about 5 billion bushels. This was higher than the trade estimate and would have implied maybe a little weaker feed residual usage in this past quarter. Numbers for soybeans, relatively within the trade expectation, or relatively close, 972 million bushels. No surprise there as far as general usage this past quarter. We did have a small surprise for the wheat side, though. Wheat, 702 million bushels for old crop stocks. This would imply a bit weaker feed usage and feed residual than we expected to see. So a little surprise for corn and wheat on this report.
To hear the complete conversation with Allendale's Rich Nelson, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has welcomed the Supreme Court's decision that reins in the legal concept of Chevron deference and will reduce overreaching regulations from federal agencies that lack congressional authority. Elected officials in Congress should make laws, not unelected bureaucrats at federal agencies. That's coming from NCBA President Mark Isley. Cattle producers have experienced numerous instances of federal agencies enacting overreaching regulations on our farms and ranches, exceeding their authority granted by Congress. Isley's also grateful that the Supreme Court is reining in these federal agencies and putting power back in the hands of those elected to represent citizens in Washington. While the case decided by the Supreme Court didn't directly involve cattle production, it did challenge the Chevron deference, which gives federal agencies the authority to interpret statutes they consider vague. NCBA Chief Counsel Mary Thomas Hart says Congress has ceded too much authority to unelected bureaucrats in recent decades. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.